Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I watched Cat Williams last night.
How was that? I heard he had a new special.
It made me want to walk into the mall today going, black people do this, white people do this, Mexicans over there, I see you. But you can't do that when you walk into the mall, man.
No. Especially not Chapel Hill.
But it gives you the impression that you're ready to do that by watching it.
Really?
And watching all the white people.
You feel comfortable now.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 227. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Comparta.
Slim.
We have Allison by the memorabilia shelf. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Angel at the kitchen table.
What's up?
I do need to get a better word for that than kitchen table. You are completely correct.
It's like the poker table.
This is the kitchen table.
This is the dining room table. That's the kitchen table.
Well, kitchens have islands, too. It's kind of secluded over there.
I'm thinking of one.
Kitchen island.
Something with zone in it.
It's a poker table.
You know, destruction.
Pretty much.
Poker zone.
Haters treehouse.
And today we have Brett Thomas with us. Join us at the dining room table. Say hello, Brett.
Hello.
See, this is why you saw me get six drinks in front of me before we started, because I went from, hey, man, to, what's up? We're at the danger zone.
Splash Mountain. You're in the splash zone.
You're ready for slime. That's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, they went downhill when they stopped
with
the slime.
There's a lot of different types of slime.
Yeah, there's like Slimer, too. Yeah. So, Brett Thomas, you're here. You're not Slimer. You are you're a comedian, right? Now that you're kind of a new guy on the scene, an upstart, like they say, right? How long have you been around now?
About 2 years.
2 years on the scene? The upstart? The two-year upstart?
It's fine.
Coming out of the rookie.
The rookie, yeah.
The two-year rookie. Coming out of... He's like a... He was red shirt his first year, is what I'm trying to say. What the fuck is this? My bad.
Oh, yeah. I had to find one of the girls let me use their hair ties today because I couldn't find yours.
Why'd they have the flimsiest hair ties ever? So, as you see, Brett Thomas, the studio is very officially put together. I have hair ties holding my pop filter on, you know. But Slim put a replacement hair tie on here, and this just wasn't cutting it.
The girl's got huge hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stretches it out.
All right. But anyway, Brett Thomas, you're here. You're a comedian. We catch you. What have you been doing? I know you've been out at the Funny Stop from time to time. You're doing Water Street on Mondays. Where do we normally catch Brett Thomas around town?
I'm usually at the Winchester's on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Where's the Winchester's at?
It's in Lakewood.
I was hoping you were going to be like, oh, it's just this really cool bistro that I sit and get chalupas every Wednesday. No, you're out telling jokes there, okay?
Bistro, yeah. Chalupa.
Yeah, so you're moving into you're infiltrating the Cleveland area now?
Yep.
Yeah, so how's I don't know what I'm trying to get at here. How's the world opening up to Brett Thomas right now?
It's pretty good. A lot of people make fun of me because I still live with my aunt, and they say stuff like, have you ever gone grocery shopping for yourself?
Mm-hmm. It's fine. I get the same thing. It's fine.
I live that life, too.
You, I mean, you're sitting next to a chocolate cake. I'm surprised nobody moved the knife. Nobody moved the
I'm just, sorry I left the serial killer knife out.
Yeah,
I
just kind of realized that it was still sitting there. I was like, hold on, wait.
We needed to distribute cake to whoever wants more.
Whoever. It's like a birthday cake. It's none of our birthdays.
It was Allie's.
Yes, it was. But yeah. I'm not going to eat that whole damn thing myself, so eat up.
So, yeah, Allie, you did have a birthday this past few days ago, right?
I did, and I'm finally able to buy a pack of smokes.
I heard you used it for free meal at Applebee's.
I did. I played they're like, do you want dessert? And I'm like, it's my birthday tomorrow. And they didn't even ask to see my ID. Suckers, I could have been straight up lying to them.
So did you...
Oh.
They don't give a shit. No.
Did they come and sing to you?
Thank God, no. Oh, God.
See, you
should have
went to Azteca.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen before where it's like not even a place that does this singing thing, but they just go, can we get all the waiters together to sing and waitresses?
Oh, that's so cruel. Who would do that?
And then, yeah, it's not... Well,
I love doing that shit.
Yeah,
I hate you
you've
now.
Done this before?
I interrupt a whole... It was my job to interrupt an entire, like, hillbilly... I worked at Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. Class.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have a pretty theatrical
one.
Yeah.
The Texas Roadhouse dance?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it. I never heard of it.
No, I didn't do the dance. I actually asked that in my interview. I'm like, this isn't a dancing thing.
Okay. But I never heard that Texas Roadhouse has an elaborate thing.
Yeah, no, they have... You're supposed to yell. I would do it for people. They would. My other servers would tip me sometimes just to like go to the table and yell for them because they really didn't feel like it. Or just I'm like, oh hell yeah,
you
I'll
don't
go
pay to embarrass
of,
people.
See, yeah. I embarrass myself
and other people. I was already fucked.
What? Still, run me through the process is what
okay,
I was asking
so
though. Like,
I'll try to, you want me to try to do it?
Yeah. I want.
It's Angel's birthday.
Do the show.
Okay,
no, I'm joking. All right, go ahead.
It was Allie's birthday. All right,
I'm the target.
Okay, so I stand in the back of the server alley going, hey, you guys, come on, help me, help. Who's going to clap? Who's going to clap for me? Let's go, everybody, let's clap for this part. You know,
money. My bad. I had my coffee.
Like, no, I got it. So basically, I have to harass people like that. You get one person that starts, you get a couple other people, you wait at the door.
And
Allie's waiting
right
at the table, and we start walking out, right? And I go, woo! And everybody's yelling too. Yeah, like some. That's great. I'm gonna tip you extra if you do that. So we're going to the table. We have to grab a saddle.
Okay.
We're going to Ellie's table. She's pissed. You can see her from across the room, and we're yelling.
You're a saddle.
A saddle.
Does somebody ride the saddle over?
The peanut
you
shells.
Drag it. Okay.
Yeah. There are
through the peanut shells.
Yeah,
but people are still clapping. My hands started hurting, so
I
stopped.
No, I don't want you to anymore. Yeah. It's distracting.
But that's the horse sound.
But yeah, you, exactly.
Okay.
You
it's kind of like a Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Attention, Texas Roadhouse. My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting on the best motherfucking people. You don't say that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
okay,
something
yeah.
like that. Hype them up. Like,
yeah.
It's Allie's birthday.
You become
She's
the Flavor
turning
Flav.
16 today. That's her mom's margarita. You know, you do one of those things. And then you get everybody to fucking clap and you hang a light on their head. Like, embarrass the shit out of them.
Hang a light
yeah,
on their head.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, point a light at them.
Okay, like a laser pointer?
That is a hanging light above the table. Sorry, like, I was just like...
Yeah, you just take the chandelier, like if I did it right here.
And then, you know, can I get a yeehaw or something? You say, I didn't do yeehaw.
It turns into like Redneck Woman, like a variation of that song.
Can I get a happy birthday, suck
Hell
it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I get a
yeehaw?
I don't know.
I would like
Can
to
I get a
thing.
Suck it? Is that what you just said?
No, you do that really, but that much faster because everybody's pissed.
I'd like to say on record that your old job sounds like my nightmare. Like literally a living waking nightmare, whether I am singing to someone or being sung to.
Oh, I live my nightmares and they make me stronger.
So tell me about your nightmares, Brett. No, I'm joking. but how often have you ever been sitting there and gotten sang to at a restaurant? Waitresses come sing happy birthday to you?
No, but this one time I was at CC's and
pizza.
Yeah. And my friends told them it was my birthday, and all they brought out was like a plate of brownies and said, this is the best we could do.
That's awesome, man. Awesome.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I'd take brownies any day. CC's Pizza, there used to be a band locally that did a song about CC's Pizza.
Oh, I said it was called CC's.
No, that would be even better, dude. And every song was about CC's Pizza.
Mac and cheese pizza is the pizza.
Yeah, I brought this up on the A&A MMA podcast once.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
About the CC's Pizza song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's a good song. I'll have to find it one day. I keep talking about it, how I'm going to look it up and get it.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I haven't. So, Brett, you're a comedian.
I try.
You try. where are you from originally?
I live in Portage Lakes.
Okay, out there off like Manchester Road.
Yep.
Yeah, you're out there kicking it by the turkey foot.
Yep.
Is that where you still live?
I went first to go geography.
Is that where you're from originally? I meant to ask.
Yeah, I shouldn't be like publicly stating this because someone
might find you. Yeah,
and try to kill me.
Yeah, and then I tell all the roads to get there too.
Just wait.
Yeah, man. So, how old are you, Brett? I don't really know much about you. You seem like a young, like just 20-year-old upstart. A whippersnapper, you know what I mean? But you're probably like a 42-year-old man, like, been working in a factory for 10 years.
Like an Andy Milonakis. Where he looks like he's much younger.
No, but how old are you, Brett?
I'm 21 years old.
You're 21, so you're young.
Hell yeah.
So Young's Restaurant was, like, tore down by the time you were, like, a kid then.
Yeah, I remember being there though.
The fucking little shack there on the corner.
His dreams, his nightmares.
Young's Restaurant is like one of the most used to be one of the most historic old spots in the city. It was like a hotel in the fucking 1850s, and then the same family owned it. Yeah, we're telling the history of this, Brett. He started looking around like, are all of you gonna let him keep doing this?
Oh yeah, this is.
I'm just gonna cut my nail off.
He's like, is this just like you let Sean be senile and old and fucking just wander on? I remember in 1856.
Just tell it like an old timey prospector.
I used to stay down at Young's Hotel on Manchester Road.
Are you that old?
He is.
Manchester Road and Carnegie. It took me forever to remember the other road.
Right there. What did you do yesterday? Stop thinking about...
What did I do yesterday?
You need to stop going back in time.
I don't even remember what I did yesterday. Yeah. But I remember what I did in 1856 at Young's Hotel.
Time traveling Sean and his adventures.
Sean.
I think I bought chips and dip right before I went to work yesterday.
Lawson's. Was it at Lawson? Yeah.
Lawson's.
Was it at Lawson's?
Yeah,
I remember
straight
that.
Straight out of Akron. Hell yeah, man.
Went down there on Triplett before Triplett was Triplett.
Lawson's, man. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I was watching...
Read the book of Akron. You know.
I was watching Japanese wrestling the other week. And in Japan, Lawson's is still a big brand. Like they sold the name to this Japanese company in the 70s or whenever the fuck, and they just kept it going, so it's still huge in Japan. So it's really crazy seeing, like, Lawson's on these Japanese wrestling rings sponsoring, because it's still a huge convenient chain over there.
Hmm. They still
make
the dip?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think they have chip dip there, though. Huh. The French onion dip.
What?
I've never been there, though. Like, I don't know, Brett, do you know if the Japanese have an affinity for French onion dip? Or no?
Probably not. Yeah. All the Japanese restaurants I've been to never served it.
They never carry French onion dip.
Nowadays, Lawson specializes in squid salad.
Squid dip.
Squid salad.
Let's bring Lawson's to Lawson's in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a real Jake Paul story.
Lawson's chip dip.
We want to stay on the internet. So
I just watched the Sea of Trees yesterday.
What's the Sea of Trees?
First of all, alright, well...
Alright.
Hell yeah, I love when he starts...
Yeah, when something starts off, first of all.
It's a movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
But the whole movie is just him walking around that same forest finding dead bodies.
That's the whole thing?
Suicide
Force. That's the whole thing, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
This is a Logan Paul story.
So I was like, how the fuck did he get away with this? And Logan Paul's getting... Like,
Matthew McConaughey played Logan Paul? Is that
Logan
saying?
Paul kind of looks like Matthew McConaughey.
And all I want to do is like screenshot that movie and put one of those weird-ass hats on Matthew McConaughey.
The Yoda hat?
Yeah, the Yoda hat.
Does Matthew McConaughey say this is not all right the entire time?
This is not all right. Well, that's a good one.
No, but like while he's like keeping himself warm with his lighter at night, he's like doing that thing that he does to prepare himself for acting. He's like, hey, like Matthew McConaughey does that.
Yeah.
That's how he warms himself up for scenes.
Huh. What's your warm up method, Brett Thomas, for a scene?
Eat some Lawson's chip dip.
Start there.
Yeah, I start every morning and I crack open a fresh container of Lawson's.
Nice.
Yeah, fresh dip. Yeah.
You're aiming for sponsorship now, aren't you? Good call.
He's calling out the Circle K. Come get me, man. Yeah, Circle K. That's a weird brand too, man. They're Canadian and they took over this area. That sounded weird. Like I was about to take on a war against Canada. I didn't mean that at all.
I'm just
gonna they were a Canadian company and all they did was like buy Dairy Mart and Sitco only in Northeast Ohio, and they were like, that's going to be our penetration to this world. And they're fucking everywhere.
They are.
Circle K's. They really
are. Penetration to this world. And they're fucking everywhere. That's a lot.
Yeah, that was a good pun, yeah.
I'm on the no hire list at Circle K.
Okay. Did you fail the test? Is that what happened?
The personality test?
No.
Yeah, they do a test, yeah, and if you get a red flag, they can never hire you.
Really? Yeah. FYE personality test.
Yeah,
I was pissed.
When you go in for an interview, they have you do a test.
Oh, yeah, I remember that test.
Where if you get a green flag, you're good. You get a yellow flag, you can take it again. If you get a red, you're done for.
Wow.
So what was your story?
He cracked open a tub of Lawson's before paying for it.
No, it's actually not that cool. I just snow-called no-showed.
Oh, right, yeah. But so you can't go to any Circle K in the country. They're going to be, well, I guess... The only ones in the country are right here.
Yeah.
Penetration, remember?
Yeah, man. I'm sure. They might be other places by now, but
dirty boys just like saying penetration.
Some people do, yeah.
I also like saying penetration. Well, you're a dirty boy, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sit down when I pee. So I'm a dirty boy.
There was there was something you brought up before the podcast, Angel, that I was supposed to ask you about.
Knives. Oh, my recent knife collection?
The knives.
Yeah, okay. So you've started collecting knives.
First of all,
I had to stop trying to draw Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
With my knife story.
Yeah, you got to tell me about these knives.
My life's interesting, you guys. So I started working in Highland Square, and there are these other guys that I know that work in the area, mm-hmm. and they were like, hey, do you have a knife? And I was like, no!
Yeah. You get sucked into a pyramid scheme of selling knives.
Can you let me finish about Cutco? Right. I mean, my friends. And my new job opportunity, where I'm going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Amway.
Selling knives.
Anyway, go ahead.
Door to door.
No, they just kept talking to me about weapons, and I was like, I'm not really comfortable with that, because I'm afraid that that would be used against me if I don't know how to use something like that, and I really don't need to be having a knife on me.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with it. And you're like, well, you know, you are going to be walking out with cash, and you are going to be out late at night. And
but you were kind of like, if I'm going to get attacked, I'm going to get attacked.
What? Nah, well, they start. That's where they started making.
I mean, that's
sense
why I don't
I
like carry a gun.
Like,
I mean,
I'm not.
Like,
gonna, I will never carry.
If somebody's gonna come after me, they're gonna come after me.
But like, that's not my point. My point was, I was just like, no, I haven't thought about it that much.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've never thought of myself as holding a knife or being like, yeah. Except for like when I think about like if I were in Kill Bill, I want a samurai.
What about like a fish? Like if you went fishing, you could.
I'm pretty good at fishing, but that's another time. That's
skin
another
the gills.
We're not talking
about what?
You're from Portage Lakes. You're probably a mighty fisherman, right?
No. I use a cane pole.
He's like, nah, I've never.
Which is just
been, never been out there.
Do you use a cane pole, Brett Thomas?
No, we don't even
know
what cane poles are.
I just learned how to take a fish off the hook.
You know what's funny
about summer?
The spine
sucked. How did you do it? What was your main focus when you're taking the fish off the hook?
Where to wash my hands afterwards.
Good answer. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So the knife collection, though, they convinced you to get one knife.
Well, he gave me a knife.
And you were like, this thing. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, he gave me one. I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, oh, you could cut your seatbelt with this and break your window out with this. And I'm like, shit, I could really mess stuff up with this.
Hey, Angel, can I borrow one of those knives for when I go to a chain restaurant for my next birthday, so in case someone starts singing, I have something to shut them up with?
As soon as they start dragging the saddle.
Just cut the cake with it while they're singing to you, and they'll cut it short.
They'll never see it coming.
Yeah.
All right, so now how extensive is this knife collection,
okay,
crew?
Since I got that knife last night.
How many do you
last
have on
night?
You right now?
Last night, okay.
She
came in like, this has been a new hobby. This started last night.
No joke.
Okay.
It's racking up quickly. It's scary. Uh-huh. I found a pocket knife that has like a corkscrew on it and a picture of a little horse. I was like, this is like my Royal Tenenbaums knife. Like, where I'm going to put somebody up with like a toothpick practically.
Okay.
I'll keep that one. And then my friend gave me a butterfly knife. And I've just been flipping that
thing. So you're just flipping it around.
Yeah. In like 16 hours, you obtained all these knives?
Yeah, I'll show you guys them later.
All right, cool.
It happened pretty quickly. I don't know, guys. I might need some help.
Wild. What's your collection, Brett Thomas? I'm just trying to get to know you. I'm just turning every conversation to you.
You're so powerful.
I got a backup recording going over here, so. But hey, what'd you say? I didn't hear. Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just shut off on me. It just died. I think it was Slim's fault.
Right. That's how Slim fucked
you instantly start blaming instead of solving problems.
I saw him do it.
Let's work together.
Money came in and did it.
Yeah, you young and Brett.
Yeah, so what I don't even remember what. I know I had turned a question on to him.
The question was, does he collect anything?
Oh, yeah, collections, hobbies.
I have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Oh, jeez.
You want to duel?
Scaring me every time it comes out. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Do you want to duel? Are you guys going to duel right now?
If I had them.
Is that something you could do on air?
I keep that thing on me.
We can set something up.
Hell yeah.
Are there any coins in this involved? Like,
no, just cards. Uh-huh.
Well, then I'm up.
I don't really know how Yu-Gi-Oh! Works.
It's a turn-based monster game. Okay. Some monsters are stronger than others.
It's like like Magic, the Gathering.
No, I've never got into Magic, but I did open my coworker's drawer at work today looking for a pen, and I did find a stack of Magic cards, and I was like, should I tell someone about this?
Like a Magic, the Gathering.
It's not like you found should drugs you
tell
on
no,
them?
But that was my Snapchat. I said, I opened my coworker's drawer and found drugs. Should I tell someone?
It turns into that commercial from the 80s where it's like, who taught you about this stuff, huh? Right.
So I got this going. Why don't we take a break and then I will fix this and then we'll continue with Brett Thomas's life, his love, his American dream. Do you know about the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, Brett Thomas?
Yep.
The American dream, baby. That's what I'm talking about, the American dream. I was about to play a song, but it wasn't working. Man. Something like that.
Dusty Rhodes is like you.
Hey guys, this is Slim from the A&A MMA podcast and the main show, and I'm here to tell you about Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography. Go check him out. He's got a Facebook page. He's on YouTube. He does all sorts of things. He makes me look good, obviously, taking pictures at my show, and a ton of skateboarding videos and just nature photos in general. So go check him out, my good friend. He makes some sick shit. Now, enjoy the show!
Huh?
I was talking about, before it cut out, about how I found drugs in my coworker's desk.
You found drugs? I thought you said Magic the Gathering cards. Fucking.
Same thing, man.
It's a gateway game.
So, Magic the Gathering is a gateway game. I heard Brett Thomas earlier, before we started recording, start dropping some Juggalo knowledge on everybody. So, is Brett Thomas a Juggalo? Is he a gang member?
More of a gigolo.
No, I'm not a juggalo. Uh-huh. If I was, now it'd be kind of weird because that ship has sailed.
You were dropping some deep knowledge, though. The Nedden game is from 1997. That's from the Great Malenko album, the fourth Joker's card, right?
Don't look at me, dude.
I just know this stuff for science.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So,
science.
So, but you were dropping. What the hell was that? Are you ever
there? Cats are wrestling.
I thought of another hilarious song. Where did they ask how magnets work and shit?
Oh, that's on their newer stuff. Yeah. That's
Sounds
miracles.
Like always been super smart.
can you explain to me how magnets work? Go ahead.
Well, you
go
have
ahead, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And negative energy, and you have, you know. Uh-huh.
Isn't that how batteries work?
No, listen. Like,
so first
really
of all,
do you really want me to do this and like explain, you know, the Earth's core and
the Earth's core is what affects magnets?
Well, sort of. Not the core, but like the metals.
What about the moon?
Gravity.
It's like waves.
Waves.
All right, so Space. Brett Thomas. But tell me, where's this Juggalo knowledge for Brett Thomas come from? You're a Juggalo. You're a death metal man. You're a comedian. You're a jack of all trades.
I'm a good-looking guy.
You're a good-looking guy. I forgot to tag that one on there, my bad.
It's all right. The most I've ever spent on the Insane Clown Posse on a jukebox was $10.
On a jukebox, okay. So you was like one of those touch tunes or something?
Yeah.
Like you just play whatever you want?
Yeah, it was like 2 months
ago. So were you trying to clear out the room?
No.
No. What was... All right, so was it like a request, or did you know these songs?
I know them, and it kind of turned into a joke. Like,
so was, did you have an older Juggalo brother, an older Juggalo sister, an older Juggalo uncle? My cats are fucking... What the hell is
Scotty's
going on?
Scotty's just trying to bite Paige on the back. God. I don't know why.
Scotty. Hey, you fucking cat. Don't even... Yeah, run downstairs. Jeez. That's what I fucking thought.
Thunderdome in the kitchen.
Slim's getting excited. That cat. Did you guys just hear him crush that water bottle? He's like, goddamn.
I started yelling at the cat.
Heard that.
These fucking cats.
Yeah. I think your cats are Juggalos.
Yeah, I think these cats are fighting.
Getting hype over that $2 you spent.
All right. So, okay. Where were we? He had a Juggalo uncle. That's what it was.
Jukebox Juggalo spending spree is what I have in the notes.
I just found it. I just found out about them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Like because of magnets and stuff?
Yeah.
That song?
I was doing a science project on magnets.
Science project on magnets. And yeah, I wanted to know how they work, so I Googled ICP.
Yeah.
That's how I failed the seventh grade.
You said recently, though.
If you went to Akron Public Schools, though, you just got pushed through. So we're all pretty much bullshitting.
No, I did great in school. You should have seen all the hours I slept.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I graduated. I got a degree. A diploma.
You got a high school degree. Yes,
I got a diploma.
Yes, you did.
Imagine Sean going to an interview like, well, do you have any degrees? I do have a degree. Just pulling out your diploma and then just get out.
It's funny when
Sean gets blacklisted from Circle K.
He still has that card that you're issued.
One day I was, I ran into my friend that lives around the corner and he was like, dude, look what I found in the trash. I was like, what? And he pulled out my diploma. I was like, how the fuck is my diploma in your trash?
Why
man?
Was he going? Oh, wait, it was in his
he
trash?
He saw a diploma on the top of the trash can. It was like, how the fuck, whose diploma is this? And cracked it open, it was mine.
Oh. You cracked your diploma open.
No, he did. He checked the diploma to see who was throwing away a diploma.
And no clue how it got there.
I was wondering if it was covered in like sticky something.
Nah. There was a pair of shoes, and so I must have just left my diploma and shoes in his house one time. And
what brand?
I have so many questions.
They were like Skechers. They were like terrible shoes
that
would never wear.
And the useless diploma copy that you're never gonna need.
Were they the light up Skechers?
No, they were just terrible work related Skechers. Like you get at shoe department.
I was about to say
non skid mark.
No, they were like you might want to walk in a park in them or something. I don't know. It might have been starters.
They still walkable? Nice. Did he bring those back?
The shoes? Yeah. I wore them to work for like 6 months.
Sweet.
The shoes you would never want to wear. Oh, anyway, I'm trying to crack the Brett Thomas egg here. You're a Juggalo. You're a death metal fan.
Yep.
Now, where's the death metal come into your life?
I like it. I can relate to it because it's like angry. Mm-hmm. I can't relate to rap or country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
so rap can be angry too. Like I like listening to rap that's like, "Fuck you, motherfucker! I'm gonna fucking kill you." Listening to my nine go bang, bang, bang. Right? It's like ICP almost. Yeah. It's like angry.
What's your favorite metal band right now?
Yeah. What's your favorite
right now? Not of all time. Mm-hmm. Currently.
What the band right now?
Brett's not yours.
Probably the Acacia Strain.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Do you guys like metal?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I came on.
We all hopefully we've all had the opportunity to come to metal.
That's what I came up on.
I suggest it. It's good.
You know, when I was young, I was like into metal. Like the Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica, and then I got into punk, and then I got into hardcore, and then metal started being super hardcore all of a sudden, like in the mid 2000s, where everything was breakdowns, and that's when I got into metal again.
I had like
it was
a,
like Unearth, and Bleeding Through, and those bands.
I had like a slow upbringing to metal. It was like Bull for My Valentine. And All That Remains.
But when you're a kid, you never like listen to Judas Priest. You're never like breaking the law
on the radio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Pantera, dude. Like when I was like six, Pantera, motherfucker. Cool.
What about Black Sabbath? Like the
Black Sabbath? I just had. I had Black Sabbath records.
See, my dad, he was more the like the Led Zeppelin Beatles type, Joe Walsh, more the softer.
Did he have a Joe Walsh story where he's like, he might have babysat for you one time and he didn't go to
school? Yeah, I sat on the floor at JB's.
He seen him at JB's and Ken, dude. That's funny.
Everybody's
he
literally told Joe Walsh story. So what's your Joe Walsh story, Brett?
Is he your real father?
Yeah. Joe Walsh, your father?
No.
Damn.
The only Joe Walsh story I have is... I found one of his CDs in my friend's car. That's the guitarist, right?
Yeah, from the Eagles. And then he went solo.
That's my Joe Walsh.
He was also on... What was he on? He was on Drew Carey's show.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. He was on Drew Carey's show. They found him like in the beer one day, and then they were just like, hang out with us. And he was like, all right. And then they made that coffee beer, Buzz beer. Drew Carey show, man. Underrated show.
Yeah.
Very.
They gave everybody IMAX in that show at the end of it. They all had the eggshell IMAX.
How much do you think tickets were?
For what?
The Drew Carey show.
No, I mean the like it was just on the set. I don't mean they gave like
we're
audience.
Talking about the prices, right?
Check that'd out be your awesome. Seat.
Sperm, as Allie would say.
He was like Oprah. Like no. You get an iMac. Yeah. You
we're
get an iMac.
About
like
the
some Ellen
Drew
shit.
I thought you said IMAX, like in 3D.
No.
That's,
I meant like the computer.
Drew Carey in 3D. I decided to keep my mouth shut because I said enough stupid shit.
He gave everybody tickets to the IMAX movie theater.
You'd see it on way cooler.
See it on three screens.
When those clamshell color ones came out, man, those were awesome. I wanted one of those so bad.
That's what they had. They all had one of those on their desk. Mimi and all them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a show, man. So, Brett Thomas and the Drew Carey show.
Yeah. Wasn't that filmed in Cleveland?
It was set in Cleveland. They filmed it probably on some soundstage in the middle of Universal Studios or something.
I'm curious, Brett Thomas.
Yeah.
Drew Carey has made comedy. You make comedy. Who inspired you to make comedy? Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Who did you watch and say, man, I want to do stand-up and give it a try?
When I was 7 years old, I'd be in the car with my grandma, and she used to have the blue-collar comedy CDs.
Oh, yeah. Here's Your Sign.
Yeah. But I don't have like
tater salad.
I don't have like a cool catchphrase.
You've been working on it, though.
I think like... Ron White has like all the salads taken. I mean, you can't because there's just resemble. I can't be on pasta salad.
No, I saw you one time, and you did 5 minutes, and you ended every line with, "That's because I'm really good at sex."
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now I feel like you know the gears are working here. We might have a catchphrase for you.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would just be really
so, saying that is how he got the red flag at Circle K.
It's a really good sex.
He's like, hey,
that was a bell.
Brett
I don't
Thomas,
know
I went to Circle K.
I also vote for Bell. Damn,
you're talking in the side of your microphone. Turn a little bit for me on the top of it. Down
I also vote for Bell.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
You wanted a bell and you got
voted for her own show.
That's because he's good at sex.
That is a solid joke. I've been red flagged at Circle K. That's because I'm good at sex. Yeah.
Touched a fish and instantly
we're having a brainstorming session for you here, Brett.
Based off of your ideas, cutting you out of it.
Yeah. So we need 60% of any royalties off that joke from now on.
Can you imagine
going to copyright
that? Like Paris Hilton is copyrighted like that. That's how people have like all their phrases and you're like, what do you want to copyright, young man? Quote, because I'm really good at sex, end quote. To the old lady at the
trademark
office.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? I'm really good at sex.
And she pops an eyebrow at you just because.
I'm really good at sex, LLC.
So far we've established that Brett is really good at sex and was inspired by Blue Collar Comedy Tour and his grandma.
Yeah.
Which one of the four specifically did you like the most?
Oh, in the Blue Collar group?
Probably Jeff Foxworthy.
All right, yeah, the old faithful. yeah. as you'd like to call them.
I can't even think of redneck jokes. I just keep thinking of Tim Wolf's. Yeah.
All
if you were eating a tomato and missed,
that's, like, you might have.
Yeah, you might have a redneck.
Might have a redneck.
We're butchering. Yeah. We're gonna get in trouble. He's gonna text.
Yeah. Tim Wolf's gonna sue. Yeah.
Oh shit.
But
60-40 Tim Wolf.
You got like we. I was about to say like we just did with Brett. You got brainstorm and then make him do the joke. Yeah, get it.
Do you have any shows coming up?
Yep, I do. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Winchester.
As he does on Wednesday. Yeah. Eating burritos and shit.
But 2 weeks.
Chalupas.
The 31st, it's a Wednesday. I'm going to be hosting Amateur Night at the Funny Stop Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls.
So have you gone through the whole amateur, have you gone through the competition?
Yeah, I won
Did you want it? You won it?
A month ago.
Yeah, I know I've seen you around the Funny Stop. That was when my first experience with you, I was like, I don't like this guy.
Why?
It was at the Funny Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was at the Funny Stop.
Wait.
Why would happen?
So I came in the door for a Sad Boys Social Club show. I may have been like one of three people that paid. And
I remember
this. I was going to go to the bar, and Brett Thomas was like, hey, I'm going to seat you. And I was like, no, I'm going to go to the bar and see. I wanted to see who was here and say hi to people. And I was like, I promise I'll sit up front. And then Brett Thomas walked away. I went to the bar and got a drink. And I went walking to go up front. And then I seen Brett Thomas like Jaws. Like watching me and make sure I went up front.
That's awesome.
And then I was like, fuck this guy.
But then
this is what happened. True story. I had a friend pass away.
I'm sorry.
And everything. That. And then I just forgave everybody. No.
Sean had a revelation.
No, I wanted to get coffee at the calling hours, and they didn't have coffee. So I went next door to Dunkin' Donuts, and then when I came back with the coffee, they wouldn't let me inside. And they just want to not have you spill coffee on, like, dead bodies and shit. But I was like, fuck you. If you ain't going to provide coffee, I'm going to go get it myself and then come inside. And I was, like, bitching about it for, like, 3 hours. Like, those motherfuckers wouldn't let me have my coffee.
Sounds like something you'd bitch about.
And finally, my brother looked at me like, are you still mad about this fucking coffee? Like, give it. It's a fucking coffee. And I was like, you know what? Brett Thomas was a nice guy. Yeah. I need to give him a second chance.
Yeah. This
coffee.
That was like my first night seating people there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I didn't want to mess it up.
And I was the first person that came
and
in.
And he was like, man, this Sean Ass is an asshole.
I've heard this story before, and, like, now that I know it's Brett, I'm mad at you for
what?
It. Like, for being...
I didn't know him.
Sweet baby angel.
Sweet baby angel Brett.
Sweet people. He's trying to do a good job.
That
and
is...
you're coming in like a... wannabe pimp trying
that is
to
him.
That's my,
like,
what I want.
My heard going on.
Like, if I didn't know you, I'd be like, this motherfucker. God.
No, I just was like,
do you go out in public ever?
Yeah,
I would have went and got Pete.
That's what I was ready for. I was like, send fucking Pete over
Pete,
here,
he's
motherfucker.
Not even wearing a jacket.
Send Pete over here, motherfucker. $7. That's Pete yelling at me. I already fucking know it, but I was ready. I was like, send him over here. I'll sit where I want, big guy. But yeah, and then like I said, the coffee experience.
Jeez.
I saw Brett again. It would have been like a couple days after you saved Jasmine Carter's life from a lunatic. Is the only way I could describe it?
Yeah, that was probably the manliest thing I've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
You were gloated all over online as a knight in shining armor.
So what happened? I didn't hear
that.
Yeah, let's go
ahead
and tell this story.
So Jasmine Carter was emceeing.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy showed up from the bar next door, and he's 5 minutes late. And, like, he gets seated in the back, and he walks up.
And you've seated him probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay. you had gotten better at seating.
Yeah. He's like, sit here now.
Yeah, you advanced your seating techniques.
And he walks up in the middle, like right in front of the stage in the middle, and he's like talking to her, and then like I run up and just like grab him. And
while she's like in the middle of her act, and
yeah,
this wasn't like before
in the middle of her act, the show had started, and I run up and like I grab him and I bear hug him, and like I push him to the back of the Funny Stop, And then that's when he started getting like hostile. But at that point, like five other guys came. Yeah, and helped
enough
me
people
out.
Had known no what was going on. Yeah. So then you could step up. Back. You were like, "Yeah, yeah, I got him." And like you step back while the five others know. Get him out the door.
If they that's see awesome. Brett, oh man, Brett just bear hugged him. What the? Yeah. Fuck
so you just went up and latched onto this dude right in front of the stage.
Yeah, because you were working. But see, this is another story where I was like, you know what? This is just a man doing his job. At the funny stop here.
I think that should be a prefix to your tagline. Man with no fear who is really good at sex.
Who's really good at sex.
You'll be drowning in women.
What was this guy even saying to her? Like you said they were just having a conversation.
Yeah, he was like, let me tell a joke.
Get him out of there.
So I saw a video like floating around online today of some guy like attacking a guy on stage, a comedian. It's like a bunch of people are sharing it, but he's like swinging a stool in the mic stand at him. Have you seen that shit?
Yeah, I was shocked that no one came and helped him earlier.
They just ran around in circles on the stage for a while. People probably thought it was part of an act or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an Andy Kaufman thing going on up there. But so you saved Jasmine's life. I think I saw her like the weekend after with Bill or something like that. And she was like, that man right there, he's with the glowing locks. He saved my life. I see him right there. He made me love men again or whatever. I think was the joke. Or something.
I
remember
that. I mean, I am good at sex.
So good, he'll turn you.
So, he'll turn you. But
like Alberga.
Like I said, I saw you at it was a Sad Boys slash amateur night slash that was a weird night. It was fun, but you kind of turned the crowd. Like I think there was enough like people that were like drunk and older women that were like, yeah, we're into this now. Brett Thomas is up there. Look at his flowing hair. We love you, Brett. Like you would deliver a joke, and then I would just hear the table behind me go, "We love you, Brett." I know they didn't know you because they were just like 40-year-old black ladies. Like, yeah. I mean, unless that's the crowd you run with, I don't mean to assume
older women love Brett.
But
don't assume his crowd.
Yeah, I'm not assuming his crowd that he runs with.
No, I think that means Brett's gonna kill at the Apollo.
Yeah.
He's gonna do a great job.
You guys are pretty cool. Thanks for all the compliments.
But I would like I said earlier to you, I was like the old guy in the crowd. Like Marv put like a fake wig on and then he made glasses out of CDs.
What kind of wig was
like,
it?
Just a curly, just a terrible curly blonde wig, like just a mop top kind of wig, and then
I'm gonna think about that.
And then he put on CDs over his eyes, like big glasses, and he was like, "Oh, I'm Brett Thomas, I'm good at sex." Yeah, it was two CDs. Yeah.
Sorry.
That was pretty much his jokes. So I was like, but as I walked up to Marv, was like, "You won, man. I know you did. I seen it."
Is it because you were still mad about the seating situation?
Yes, I thought Marv won, yes.
Yeah, I don't like crowd reactions for like
anything like that.
Yeah, I like. I'm not saying that because I just lost a competition like that.
It can go either way. You can get three judges that are pieces of shit that aren't going to vote for you anyway, or you can get. A crowd vote and one person happened to bring like the newest guy to comedy happens to bring 30 people with him. You know what I mean? So, because then everybody goes sees him. The guy that's been doing
shout
comedy,
out Chris Klim.
The guy that's been doing comedy for 9 years, he's got like girlfriend that might fucking begrudgingly show up still, and that's about it. You know what I mean? So. You gotta take the good with the bad, you know what I mean? I don't know. How many, you've been out there, what was I gonna say? The other thing that happened, the last thing that I was like, all right, this guy's, he's a good man, let's book him on the podcast. Dwayne and Mary Santora tried to adopt you or something of this nature?
Aww.
Okay, so, Dwayne Duke wants to adopt you, and then Chris Paul had a great line where he's like, you can't adopt somebody that's already fucking funny. Like, that's not how this works. Like, you gotta adopt somebody that's not funny and make them funny. But yeah, so I was like, oh man, if Dwayne's gonna adopt this kid.
We actually kissed on stage at night.
Was it a triple kiss, like the real world, or just you and Dwayne?
It was very passionate. skin to wing.
This is red. Keep talking.
Yeah. Oh, so you're good at all sex.
Like, yeah.
Like, you're good at all sex.
Everybody shut up and let Brett talk.
Okay.
Like, he was, like, really aggressive and grabbed the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he would be,
And, like, I felt bad because, like, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
So I don't think... Like, I did a good job that time.
Do you have any safe words?
Yeah, see,
hell no, this is Dwayne.
It is kind of like,
words.
You know, the first time you do those things with people, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a little
work. You
gotta
push them a little bit to see what their limits are.
Sometimes when you know, they like, you start to, like, give somebody tongue, and then they, like, only open their mouth like a little fish or something, or vice versa.
The worst.
Or they just start slamming their tongue in your throat when you're like, holy shit, I ain't ready for this.
No,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My mouth is a fish right now.
Let's all talk about our first kisses. But
no,
let's
not do that.
Mainly with Brett Thomas.
Mine was during World War II, back in long time ago.
Yeah. So, like, you're talking about first kisses?
Yeah, I want to hear about Brett Thomas.
I thought we were talking about Dwayne kiss.
Yeah,
didn't
but let's lead
this.
Up to the...
That was his first
kiss.
You
know, we can't bust our load on the Dwayne Duke kiss. I'm not going to. Can I hear about your first? Well, I need to lead up
all
to
right.
this.
All right. I was,
thank you.
This is embarrassing.
Hell
I was 16 years old, and I was at a party, and my buddy's like, Brett, I'm going to ask this girl if she'll kiss you. Mm-hmm. And I kissed her, and then, like, I don't know, that was it.
So, but
you had a good wingman.
She was a she had a good wingman. He was much like Steve Guy. The wingman,
but better looking than
but
Steve
better
Guy.
Looking than Steve Guy, and but so it was so the girl like came up to you like you're supposed to kiss me now, and you were like,
did
all
you
right,
exchange
yeah.
card like notes?
Cards,
cards.
No.
Cards.
No,
cut up pieces of note card.
All right, so
notebook paper.
But did she grab the back of your head forcefully like Dwayne did?
No, she knew it was my first time, so she was gentle.
She was very gentle, very gentle with you. Slowly caressed the side of your face.
Later at the party, she was like on the table dancing in her underwear.
Mm-hmm. This, yeah,
and I kissed her again.
And Dwayne did it. Yeah.
So then you.
So was Dwayne that night though. Later, right?
Dwayne dancing on a party on a table in his underwear that night.
I can see that bringing happening. Back memories.
Yeah, me and Dwayne go way back in high school.
So.
Oh shit.
So you and Dwayne adopted you, and then you kissed him.
Is that,
you kissed your dad.
Yeah, you kissed your dad.
I'm calling Child Protective Services.
It's like, you know, you like.
And I'm going to call him and say, don't worry.
Like, you have, that you have to consummate a marriage for it to be real, and for an adoption, it's just a kiss.
Nice.
I've never adopted or signed up for it, but I've never heard of that stipulation to adoption.
You adopted two cats.
I did, and I kiss them all the time.
Yeah,
you're correct.
You know
oh, yeah. There's my cats, yeah.
Cat dad.
Yes.
So, Brett, do you have any animals?
No, I'm not allowed to have pets in my house.
What'd you do to them?
Nothing.
What the fuck,
I mean, that sounds like when he was a kid, like he did something to the frog or something.
Oh, I thought you asked, what would you do to him?
No, I said, like, what did you do? What did you do to animals in your past?
Nothing.
just because he's soft-spoken does not mean he's full Dahmer, okay?
Well, no, I'm just asking. I mean, he's not allowed to have pets. It's because of the landlord.
Yeah. Well, I live with my aunt.
Well, I meant, is she not allowed to have pets in the house, or is it a strict rule for you?
Just a strict rule for me.
Okay.
If you could adopt a pet, which one would you like to take home?
I don't know. Probably a cat, because you can like leave them for 2 days, and like they'll still
be. I don't know, man. I can't leave my cats for longer than like an hour.
Wow.
They have separation anxiety bad, man.
He'll leave me like a instruction list when he leaves for like an hour.
Yeah. on what to do with my cats. And make sure you pet and give them love.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any pets?
I have two cats.
Cat and a dog.
I have a dog nephew.
Yeah. I want to get some axolotls.
Axolotls is what Bobby.
What's that?
Tank art.
Oh, is that the fish with the feet?
It's a sea salamander.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when salamanders...
Salamander does sound cooler than fish
it's
with feet.
It's new...
Yeah, we used to torture salamanders when I was a kid really bad.
Jeez.
Now who's dumber?
You do to the animals.
We're trying to project your own shit on Brett.
And somebody gave you two cats?
Somebody I'm tired of you.
Yeah, salamanders, were, they did not live healthy lives around me when we were kids, man.
Where did you just find salamanders?
They were in the woods. Like, in the woods, there was this fucking old chimney from a house that burnt down. And so all that was left there is, like, this chimney. And there'd be salamanders all over that thing all the fucking time. Like,
that's wild.
Little ones like this.
Big, yeah.
Like, little fucking dudes. And we'd set them on fire or salt on them or some shit.
What?
Salt's
what?
On snails.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are they, slugs?
Yeah, slugs.
Even
yeah,
then, like, I did that one time with slugs and I cried.
I feel like I did it once, too.
But
I don't feel like this was an ongoing thing, but we definitely did it once. I definitely remember this.
I was real
day.
Upset. I wanted
maybe
to do
I'm
it
making
for
it
science,
up. I don't know.
PETA is going to ban our podcast.
I was just going to say, episode 227, where Sean gets a letter from PETA.
Yeah, and I'm getting letters from all kinds of people I piss off, so don't fucking matter.
I'm just going to walk outside, and they're going to throw red paint on us.
We heard what you did to the fucking salamanders.
This is salamander blood all over here.
Who would drain that many salamanders' blood?
You would.
That's true. Yeah. That would take a lot of time. Like, that is not Dexter material. That shit would take years.
Jesus.
You'd probably have to, like, wring them out over
yeah.
a bucket.
You'd have to have like 100 on like a fucking what are those things, shish kebab or something. Just fucking line them up and just that would be the quickest. It'd just be running down the salamanders.
What the fuck?
Just stack the
Stop
salamanders
it.
Down.
Stop
the
it.
Shit.
What a
this
mental
is all.
Image.
I'm done. What? I'm done. We're not fucking with these salamanders. I
just keep
Allie,
looking at
up,
the
man.
Cake while I'm describing
I'm
this to.
I mean,
why are we talking about the salamanders?
I'm,
so I'm trying
Sean
to get some
Dixon
ass models. I already have a tank.
I'm done.
And
go ahead.
Finish my
go ahead,
tank
Brett.
First.
Brett, are you okay?
Yeah.
What's your next shit? Where are you?
I know. Next? I was just going to say something stupid again
He's
about the salamanders.
Point.
You can just keep going.
what's the life expectancy on a
He unzips his
like
Brett 20 Thomas.
Years, I think.
20 years?
They
20
get
years.
Big. They get like 12 inches.
How do you, what are they, salt water?
No.
Fresh water?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're endangered species, too. The only reason they let people have them as pets is because they can't survive in the wild yeah. anymore. So, like, the only way they survive is by people having them as pets.
Well, how are they going to regrow the population, then?
By giving them to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then they mate.
You put them in a real small tank together.
But they don't give back.
What's up?
Say so, here, you can borrow these axolotls for a year, and then you got to give us the babies back. Like,
what you have to do is you have to take care of them.
You sell them,
and like you get like a bunch of them, and like once like they mate, and there's a bunch of them, you have like a controlled environment like a wildlife, and you put them in there and monitor them. And
Brave
then when,
new world.
And then when they're ready, you actually release them in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I actually think the best way to get this right. to happen is we need to teach the male salamanders how to say "I'm really good at sex," and then that's how
yes.
they court all the females.
Nice.
Nice tie back there.
Thank you.
Exactly. All right, so
I was gonna say, so you were nominated for the Cleveland Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that came out this week was the Cleveland Comedy Award nominees, right?
Yep.
Are you one of the people that gets to vote in this or no?
Yeah.
So you like, so run me through this process, because we got a nomination too for Best Podcast. So, but I was like, who the fuck's behind this? Who's nominating this? Where did it come from?
There's this group called ComedicKlee.com,
yeah.
and it's run by Brent Gambrill and Megan Brodigan,
mm-hmm.
and they're really cool.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Sheer told me, Sheer co-signed for them. He said they were good people. So
they support the scene. They have like an Instagram. They're also doing like shows at Hilarities, like open shows. They're doing one Monday, actually. But what happens is you can like register to vote, and you make nominations, and then all the nominations just came out. And then if you're registered to vote, you can vote for whoever you want
For the nominees. Yeah. I was just wondering how they gathered their people that they were going to let let vote. Was there like an open registration or something?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about it till the nominees came out.
But it's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't quote me on this, but I'm like 90% sure. If you've been nominated, you get to go to the show for free at Hilarities.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So
the show is, when is the show? Do you have any idea?
No, but
I don't remember either. But I know it's website. I know it's in a couple months. Yeah, comedically.com, comedicclecom.
Yep.
They that's where I saw all the stuff. But yeah, I saw like Jordan post like "Let the Hate Flow Through You" got nominated along with Lousy Weather Media. I was like, hold on, wait, what?
Why didn't they know about A-Name MMA?
Best podcast, your MMA
calm
podcast.
Down,
but
don't be greedy.
So, I mean, it is cool though to be like. But part of me was kind of like, I don't know, man. Are we too punk rock for this? Like, are we too punk rock for these for some awards? But then I was like, I'm getting recognized a little bit.
Get yourself a bow tie. Sean. Yeah, put on the bow tie and show up.
I'll probably vote for you guys.
I know this is an audio
thing,
but like Sean just looked up at all of us, like. Hell yeah. Like, I know I don't want to sell out, but hell yeah.
What were you going to say, Bob?
The voting registration was pretty strict, too, because you had to have, like, a certain amount of hours performed as on stage as a comedian. And, like, there was, like, guidelines that you had to have. So that's cool, because, like, now not, like, a bunch of people can't go register to vote and just vote for all
and do a popularity contest.
Yeah,
or something.
So yeah, it can't be like
that. Oh, yeah, because that happened, like, that whole thing with Chris and... like
the Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Yeah, where you just kind of...
That's what he was name-dropping earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew did.
Got
Slim.
Dude. You can't call me Andrew. I'm like, ew.
Andrew, this guy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Andrew Slim. Andrew Slim. Yeah. Slinkowski.
I almost thought, like, is he going to know who I'm talking about if I don't put the dollar sign in front instead of the S?
What, for Slim?
Yeah, when I was texting you.
Don't forget
you.
The dollar sign.
Yeah.
So, yes, Slim's name is Slim with a dollar sign.
Should I specify?
Nice. Yeah. Slim. Well, I was explaining to Brett, you know, like the little
it sucks because like
humor here.
No, we should. I was questioning myself. Like, will you even know? As our I was thinking, would Sean know if I know?
It's the worst when I like go to parties and stuff. Because, like, I'll be like, oh, hey, I'm Andrew. And all my friends will be like, no, fuck that. That's Slim. So I feel like they're like, oh, this dude's got a nickname. Cool. But then when I'm like, oh, hey, I'm Slim, people are like, who the fuck is this guy think he is?
Who does he think he is? Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's funny.
I feel like if struggle. I introduce myself to people as BB Ames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up,
BB? Who the fuck are you? And why do you call Slim?
Yeah, I still don't know how to do that. But.
Yeah, so, Brett Thomas, do you introduce yourself to people? Like, I'm Brett Thomas. I'm really good. Good at sex. No, I was really good at sex. Introduced with a catchphrase.
Sexy Brett.
All the time, man.
All the time, man. He's like, that's pretty much the only ways I've gotten laid.
I say, hi, I'm Brett, and I'm good at sex, and you can too.
And you can too.
Nice. That's funny. So, solid. Yeah, like, you've been out working, you've been out telling jokes, you've won the Funny Stop contest. What do you like more? Do you like hitting the fucking bar scene, or do you like hitting the club scene?
I like it both.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cop-out. But I like the bar scene because it's more relaxed. I'm with all my friends. I can try like new bits.
Yeah, you can work on stuff a little more.
Yeah, if they fail, no big deal. I like the club because there's always a guaranteed audience and it's fun.
Yeah, so it's usually kind of a mixed audience too, where you can hit multiple groups of people rather than the same 10 people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in doing roast battles, or have you done one yet?
Yeah.
We did one with Marv. We've talked about it a bunch on here, but no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Have you done the Ad Hominem show yet?
Yeah, I've done it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And I got drunk, forgot all my jokes. The person I was roasting bought me a cake, and then I ended up smashing it in my face.
Awesome. So I have a cake right there. Please don't smash it.
Yeah, there's a huge knife next
I just
to it
swept
that
earlier.
I was like, you haven't swiped it yet.
Swept with a broom.
I'm like a knife vampire. You have to present it to me. Allow it. Allow me to take it. Invite it into my purse.
I forgot about your knife collection.
So you're a knife vampire?
Well, maybe not like a vampire, but I follow the same strict guidelines.
Knife vampire sounds like a Tumblr handle. The Tumblr handle that writes bad fan fiction.
Everybody calm down. I'll
so speaking
later, we don't.
Speaking of the Ad Hominem attack show, Sam LaTourette, former champion, See, current champion? Who the hell's the current champion right now?
Logan Rishaw.
Logan Rishaw's the current champion. So Sam LaTourette, he wants to know about your hair. He posed a question on Instagram. He said, Brett, ... your hair. So yeah. I only assume that was a question.
I just wanted to get it cut.
Because he didn't write U apostrophe R-E.
You guys said to Brett.
You are hair.
It looks good.
No, but
like
no,
it.
Go
thank
ahead.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Tell me about your haircut.
Still handsome.
Thank you. You're pretty good looking yourself.
Thanks.
Just become love awesome. Connection, guys.
Yeah.
I try.
It's like Craigslist in here.
I'm looking for like a full-time job. Like, so I wanted to look more presentable.
Yeah, you couldn't have your hair just dangling in front of your eyes and shit. I thought you started geeking out, but no, you're just itching your lip. I thought you just went like, oh, my God! But you just itch your lip.
Sorry. Call your attention.
I thought you had to hide yourself because you were laughing so hard about him saying his hair. I was like, damn, dude.
Everybody relax.
I didn't.
It's just hair. It grows back.
Yeah, it just grows back. Just grows back.
You know what I'm saying?
I got my hair cut today.
You did. I like it. Nice little fade up. You know?
I was like, yeah, that's why I said, let me get the fade.
Where'd you get your fade
like
done?
From San Andreas, my mother. She's a hairdresser.
Nice.
My mother is a hairdresser. I didn't have to go to a shop, though. I got it right done right
got
in her
that
house.
Hooked up for me, mean.
It'd be better if she came here, like, personal, like, delivery
relax.
With
you
the
need to go
hair.
Over, yeah.
Yeah, go see your mom. Like,
there's nothing. Trust
my mom
me,
can
have,
come see me. Shit.
Well, here's the thing.
Don't you have her car?
Yeah,
sorry,
sometimes.
I had to. Like,
sometimes.
My mom can come and see me. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you have to go see her. She raised you. And also, I heard so many things about, like, hairdressers. Like, everybody thinks that hairdressers should be on call and go to their house.
That's dumb.
That's not
cool. Only if you're dead should they
that's
come to your
dumb.
House.
You just said that. You just said your mom should come.
Should come to my house. I'm her son. But if, they should only go to your house if you're dead. Like, they're going to come cut your hair for it. Well, that'd be the funeral home. But that would be your house after you're dead, technically.
It sounds like you have strict rules for other
I feel like those customers wouldn't tip well.
What's up?
I feel like those customers wouldn't tip well.
Well, family pays.
Yeah. But if you're in prison, though, they cut your hair there, so it's kind of like your home getting your hair cut.
Yeah, you give your hair cut there.
One time I went to jail, and I used the thread of my shirt to help do that threading. For the eyebrows and stuff, I learned how to do that, and I got a Snickers a week for that shit.
Snickers a week? You're
I literally, hell yeah.
You're doing eyebrows?
The best thing I've ever done in my life.
When were you on Orange is the New Black?
I hated that show second season. That's not what happened. I was like, I don't want to see this shit.
Suddenly, this like, knife collection doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yeah.
I love how Andrew's like, yeah, I was in jail, no one asked. Like, yeah.
We all know shit. My, we all know why.
And jail can be like that. My brother traded a fucking muffin for 3 days straight to get a pair of Nikes from a fucking guy. Yeah, he just gave his muffin to this guy for 3 days straight. And when he got out, that dude, my brother came out of jail with the freshest pair of Nikes when I picked him up. It's like he comes strolling out of the bag like when they released him. And he's like just fucking pimp walking. Like, he reminded me of like, I'm going to get you, sucker, with the fucking platform shoes with the goldfish
get
in it.
The fuck out
just
here.
Instead, he was wearing the dude. Most bomb ass Nike Air Force Ones I'd ever seen.
The exchange rate in jail is confusing.
Yeah, three muffins. I feel like constantly.
Is there a chart for
three,
this?
Three
Allie,
breakfast muffins.
Most important thing, as a woman, I'm still underpaid, even in jail.
Like, so
apparently, Jordan's getting
shoes
Nikes
for muffins,
and I'm over here doing manual labor. Finding a
8 hours a day
so I don't get in trouble for dismembering.
Doing eyebrows.
Yet. No, you can't. Mm. Actually, I risk. I was at a risk because if you alter your uniform or whatever, if you
mess
that
trouble.
Up, then you're in trouble. So I just stole like the one long thread and I took forever. I mean, you got the time. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so Brett, what's your immediate goals here? What's the future got for Brett Thomas as
hopefully
far as comedy?
Jail.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to know your life goals too, but
thanks.
Do
it. what's the immediate goal for comedy? What's the future goal for you?
My immediate goal is to become a better MC and host.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good at it. I've done good a couple times doing it, but. Mm.
Well, the host job kind of is the bomb, though, in a lightweight way. Like, yeah. You want to do good, but you're also going to get the weakest laughs out of every person, regardless if your joke's good or not.
Yeah.
So you're the first guy going up there going, hey, everybody. Hey, you like you're Arsenio Hall, you know what I mean? You gotta, hey everybody, I see you out there, I see you, yep, sister, you look good, let's woo. All right, maybe I went a little too Arsenio with that.
I'm only got the reference.
Can it's you start hard. Our show like that next time?
She's the only one that's like, oh, I know who Arsenio
it's
Hall.
It's the dog pound, right?
No, yeah, I do too, but.
Yeah,
like,
Arsenio's from Cleveland, so he took the dog pound to his TV show. Ooh. What when I watched Cat Williams last night?
No,
remember,
I didn't do any of that. I was like, "Fuck, that's what you're supposed to do."
You said I was nervous.
Brett, how many shows have you done? Like, how hosting. Do you feel about that? That's scary.
What hosting?
Yeah, I think it's scary a little bit.
I've hosted a few shows at the Funny Stop. The first time it went bad.
Yeah, I believe
very
it.
Bad.
I've gone up and one time I went up to host the show and it was like. The third one I had done, because I always hosted our shows here in the basement, so I was like feeling like I had gotten a
swagger.
Yeah, and I walked on stage and I was like, it's really hot down here. Your first comedian's Sean Sullivan. Just brought Sean Sullivan. Like he just came. I was like, I told him, you know, I'll probably do like a minute or two. I'll tell a joke. I'll get everybody warmed up. Don't worry. And I went on stage and I was just like, fuck, it's like 90 degrees down here. Sean Sullivan, come on up here. There's just pure silence as he walks up. And then his first thing out of his mouth is just, glad the crowd's hot. And just fucking like, kind of, it broke the tension a little bit. But it was just funny because like, I was like, oh yeah, I think the show before I had done like a Limp Bizkit bit where I was like, I
you
did
turn
Chris.
Your hat backwards?
Yeah, I did Christopher Walken. I was like, no. And then. And then I
hear an extended version of your walk-in. That's
all I got.
That's the extent of it. Yeah.
Damn.
And then I started going, hoo-ah! Can you guess who that is? Hoo-ah! And fucking everybody was like, no. I'm like, Scarface. So fucking people are like, Scarface, don't yell Scarface. But then, and then the third one I did was I just had fucking Paul cue up. I did it all for the Nookie, and I put a red hat on backwards. And then, so then I was like, oh, yeah, I got this opening shit down, man. I just hit him with a little bit of Nookie, and I'm good. But then, yeah, then the Sean Sullivan introduction happened.
A little bit of Nookie, and I'm good.
And Dusty Rhodes died like 2 days before that, too, man. And I was like, just
sorry,
wasn't.
Funny,
yeah, man, I wasn't feeling right going into that show. Chris Klem would know. He was the headliner on that one.
You guys are so, like, into it.
He did an
you know,
entire
like,
bit.
And Dusty Rhodes died.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes died. I remember this.
It wasn't a good night for me.
It just wasn't, man. Yeah, so anyway, you're hosting, though. Yeah. So you the thing about it, like I was saying though, is like you're kind of to go up there and suck,
be
so,
like a cheerleader almost.
Not suck, I shouldn't say that, but you're almost
you introduce the talent.
Yeah, I
it's
almost
not
think
your job to like really.
Well,
seg- you segue,
how much time but... do you normally get at the Funny Stop if you're hosting? You get a few minutes normally, right?
Yeah,
you get like 5 minutes sometimes, and so on and so forth. Depends on the show.
Yeah,
I assume. You're hosting amateur night.
Yep.
Is it gonna be one of the nights that has 23 comics, or is it?
Yeah, probably.
It's gonna be one of the finals or something. I love sitting through those 23, because no matter how good the comics from 15 to 30 are, they're kind of in a dead zone. People are fucking. They're tired by that point.
Yeah.
When you do something like that, do you do a joke before introducing each one, like each new one?
At the beginning, but then like towards the end, people are getting tired, so I just like
start.
Yeah,
you got a new one coming up. Go
as
ahead.
Somebody that's pretty new to going to local comedy shows, it's great. I love to sit there. If I can get there on time, get out of work and everything, I'll sit from the beginning to the very end to like even talk to people at the end because I think it's really interesting. But at the same time, I feel rude getting up to get a drink. Going to the bathroom, going to smoke, doing all the regular things that even on our podcast we have breaks to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And as much as I appreciate everybody, and like get like I don't want to miss anything. And it you do get a little bit antsy.
You kind of have a 60 to 90 minute time limit on comedy shows almost, where you want to have a break at the beginning of that and a break at the end of that, because if you go much longer than that, people want to smoke, people want to. pissed. People want to drink. Like,
it's not just that, too. Like, I think a lot of people are pretty busy in nature, and you get excited about going out and socializing and witnessing your friends do cool shit or just going to see things for the fun of it. Like, you want to talk about it, you want to do stuff, and you have a limited amount of time. And 90 minutes doesn't seem like a long time in theory, but when you're sitting there and you're trying to...
I'm with you on that, though. Like, if someone is up on stage performing, I feel like it's rude.
You're obligated.
We have to, like, wait till a break or wait until the host comes up to introduce the next person. And
I want to do that. I'm into it. Okay. I actually am enjoying every bit of it. But there's a point where I have to piss, and I like to drink and smoke.
What are you going to say, Brett?
As gross as I could be about it.
You were going to put in a point.
I would say you're fine, just like, to get up, smoke, or drink, just as long as you, like, don't yell, "Hey, I'll be back." Should be, like, fine.
Hey, everyone! Shut up, Brett. Shut up.
Hey, I'm back now.
You do... There is... Yeah. I have seen plenty of times, though. I have seen plenty of times when people do get up and comedians go, "Oh, where are you going?" Or something like that.
Yeah,
and
it's not like an anxiety thing.
Yeah, they call them out. Yeah. They call them out for leaving. It's like, oh, no, you're doing... I've actually seen it, like, happen in the basement. And in the basement's one thing, because it's... fucking basement, but
Sean Boyd,
somebody left and they were like, and they were just going to, like, smoke or something, and the person, he's like, "Where are you going?" And then the chick's like, "Oh, I'm just going to smoke. You're really funny. I swear you're really funny. I just want a cigarette." And it's like, "Oh, well, blah blah blah," like calling them out. So it goes both ways, though, where you kind of you do have to kind of let people...
Chance came back, and he called him Silent Bob. I'll never forget that.
Silent Bob.
That was amazing.
I feel like somebody that, even just recently, and I'm... Allie, you go to shows when you can, right?
I have been, yes. Sean, and I have been, not even, like, too. Getting up to leave, I've been singled out by, like, if there's nobody sitting up front. I had some guy once ask me in a bar full of people if I owned a vibrator, and I actually answered no, because it was true, and he looked at me funny, like, "You're no help." So even if I'm not getting up,
you're like,
to
none
leave,
of them vibrate. I haven't been able to afford
said,
that.
Batteries
yet.
Are expensive, and I don't have time to go buy them.
But still, it's like, you know, anyway, if you can just be sitting there and be singled out, people who, like, don't want to cause a scene or might be, like, socially anxious, don't want to get up, because there are those comedians that will go, "Hey, why are you leaving?" And then you're like, "Oh shit, now I gotta..."
I do kind of want to know what Brett's hosting routine is. Do you do the Keith Kennedy where you get on stage and you go, "Ah, you're a weird looking couple. Why are you together? You're funny looking. What's wrong with you? Haha, you're a weird looking couple too. What are you on, a bar mitzvah date? Ha!" Yeah, that type of shit.
Mitzvah date.
At, like, bar shows, I'm more relaxed. I would try more things. But I was hosting a show Wednesday at the Winchester. I keep plugging that show.
Yeah, Wednesday at the Winchester.
I keep bringing it.
And yeah, where's it at in Cleveland? Where at?
It's on Madison. It's right next to the East End Bistro.
Okay.
And
next to the bistro that he hangs out
and gets chalupas.
Yeah. And I just started, like, hitting on women.
That's your goal. I'm really good at sex.
That's,
like,
funny.
Like, this woman was, like, drinking a beer, and I was like, "Hey, can you put that down, please? It's blocking your pretty face." And then, like, she put it down for a second and started sipping on it, and I was like, "Quit it."
That's funny.
Quit teasing me.
So you so you do get involved with the crowd a little bit.
That's funny.
Yeah, you're so what's your ultimate goal overall? You're young, you're 21, you want to get good at hosting. The ultimate goal is to be a headliner at the clubs, to record an album, a DVD, tour the country. What's the goals?
My goal is to be a headliner, but anything professionally, like maybe be like a joke writer for late night television or write sketches.
So, and that's one of the things that a lot of people talk about. You is your joke writing. So, do you feel like you can translate that to other people well enough, or
maybe if I'd have to work at it because it's not easy.
Because that was one of the nominations you even got at the Cleveland Comedy Awards. Is best short. Joke, or was it short or long form? I don't remember.
Short form.
So like, your joke writing is something that people are already, like, talking about, you know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of people don't take that into consideration. They just want to be, like, the star of the show, and they don't think about being the background guy and making money that way for it, you know?
Is there a joke that you wrote that you're like, "Man, I can't wait to go up and do this one," and the reception was completely not what you thought?
Yeah.
It's like every day.
Yeah. I So I came with this joke, and it was like, I'm a millennial, so my first words were dada. Like, it's and then
that was funny. That's good. Yeah, that's a very funny joke.
I went up, no one laughed. And I told my buddy Bob, I was like, I was in the car, and I was like, this joke's going to bring me to the top.
And he's top of the tots.
He's like, Brett, all you did was say that dada sounds like dada when you say your first words.
Everybody likes a good dad joke.
That is awesome.
Dada. Obviously, it kills with this crowd.
Yeah.
That's funny. So so we can catch you every Wednesday. What's the Instagram, Twitter, all those things? Go ahead, shout them out. You got a .com, .cjb.net, .tk, .am, .com. I'm doing all these like 1999 proxy fucking.
Stop. Yeah. You got an AIM screening. Yes. You got a Sims.
He might have AIM I could just visit died this year.
I'm yeah, gonna
AIM
look him up on died. Alta Vista later.
Hey.
Nice. That was a good 1996 search engine reference. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Instagram. We know your Instagram from our Instagram. What was it again?
Brett Thomas 1896.
Not Brett Thomas 3497 or whatever that other one was.
Yeah. That's an imposter.
Okay. So 1896, that was the year you were born.
Yeah.
Right there, a couple years before the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
He's an old soul.
Mm-hmm. When the railroads were just booming.
Yep.
Yep. I remember those days.
Yeah.
The guy who's so old, you write great jokes for millennials.
Brett is so thirsty as water. He keeps like he's just holding his water.
I give you a guava. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to wrap him up.
Sean ran out of Dasani, you guys.
No, I have Dasani. I ran out of Propel.
No, I'm not thirsty. I have to be touching something.
Mm. Me too. I'm with you. That's why I keep picking all these up, even though they're all about empty. I just like pick it up.
Most of us usually have 1 to 2 to 3 drinks.
Anyway,
at one time.
Twitter, you on Twitter?
I'm at Brett Thomas 2.
Mm-hmm. Brett Thomas 2, because there was a Brett Thomas 1.
Yeah. This one is an imposter.
You see, it asked me if I want to link my Facebook. And,
that means you're technically the third one, because there was a Brett Thomas. Then there was a Brett Thomas 1, and then now you're Brett Thomas 2.
Yep.
Wow.
There was a Brett.
Yeah,
a long lineage of Brett Thomas
Twitters. And he saved Jasmine. Then there was a Brett Thomas 2.
Marvel
he
Comics.
Saved
Brett Thomas 1. Brett Thomas 1 was my father.
Brett Thomas 1 created Brett Thomas 2, who saved Jasmine Green.
So you're on Instagram. We can catch you every Wednesday. Where at?
I go to the Winchester Funny Stop.
17th time he said that.
The Winchester, you're there every Wednesday. The Funny Stop is a different place.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you which one I'm going to be at. So like you're going to
just go to either one.
Just gonna throw them both in a thing.
That's funny. You use Twitter to like write little 140 character jokes, like 280 character jokes. Or
I don't really get on Twitter, but I do that on Facebook. Mm. And people at work got mad and blocked me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you were. What were you doing to them?
They just got mad at my jokes.
They just didn't like your jokes. They're like you're not. Does so when people put you down like that, does it put a chip on your shoulder? Are you ready to go fucking take on the world?
Yeah.
I bought that.
That's awesome. Brett Thomas, thank you. I always shake everybody's hand. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun, man. Mm-hmm. How are you guys feeling?
Groovy.
Too sweet, is that what that was?
Sweet like the cake.
Too sweet.
I'm trying to relax sometimes. I can't really do it.
No, you can't.
I put the mic down. I can't.
Brett Thomas, you a wrestling fan?
Yes.
Too sweet.
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall. Was that right? Is right there. Yeah, you got it. You got it right. Yeah.
Well, do you know who that is?
You know the guy on the table.
Coco Beware.
Close.
Ron Simmons.
You announcing it? Yeah.
Damn.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. Thank you, Brett Thomas. That was fun.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show, and as always, go burn books.
The accoutrement.
Accoutrement?
Accoutrement, yeah.
Cool.
I like accoutrements.
That is a nice term for a...
I was at the mall today.
Which one?
Chapel Hill.
I'm sorry.
Yankee Candle's going out of business.
Nah, not another one.
What? Oh, no, now the mall's really
well,
gonna
they're not
like
going
shit.
Out of business. They're just clearing. They're leaving that mall.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that made it smell good. They lit some candles.
Damn, Yankee what's candle. Even yeah, left on that side? Victoria's Secret and Spencer's?
Your desperation bed, was overpowered
Bath and Body Works.
If you've got to sell feels. Everything in a candle cotton store, is candles. It a fire sale?
They,
Yeah, I said
so,
cotton. Yeah.
I got... I didn't keep them, but I wanted to get one that was called... I don't know what they were. They're like... They were like little... No, they were like little plates that you put on a little thing.
Oh yeah, the warmers. That
what are they called?
The waxes.
No, they're candles, but they were just like little. They looked like fucking
tea
like
lights?
Like a cookie tea light. There you go,
they
tea
have
lights.
The metal
tea
around candle. Them, like the aluminum that bends really.
Oh, you can this. These were just like little tea light replacements that you could put into the tea light. Thing.
Ah.
I didn't know what the fuck this shit was.
Replaced,
I was like wooden wicks. Do you know anything about tea lights, Brett Thomas? Brett
no,
Thomas
not.
Is still with us. He's stuck around to discuss tea lights.
Enemy. I'm always trying
okay.
to find tea scented candles,
uh-huh.
and you can't because as soon as you type in tea and candle, you just
get tea lights.
Yeah,
okay, so
are you looking for the Arnold Palmer, the sweet tea, the
like
unsweetened, the green tea,
Arizona flavor?
You do like your tea
brewed.
Jasmine Carter tea.
Do they have fucking tea smelling candles?
They do.
Yeah.
Does tea have that strong of a smell?
There was
yeah.
one that I
yeah,
used
you
to
brew
love.
It. It's like coffee, man.
What was your love?
The
tea?
One I used to love was smell. Called green tea and rose, and I shared a room with my sister growing up, so and she hated it. So every time I would buy one and want to burn it, she'd like leave the room. I thought it smelled great.
Allie, I also love the smell of rose anything.
It's not good in a hookah, though. My best friend once got it in the rose-flavored hookah. He said it tasted like a funeral home.
So the reason why I brought this up, though, is I went to the cookie place, and I got a freshly squeezed lemonade. And I was, like, thoroughly impressed with the techniques, man. It was like she squeezed the lemon right in front of me into this...
Shook it.
Margarita mixer, yeah. Fucking shook the shit up.
Sugar in it.
Just tasted like lemon and sugar, yeah. It didn't taste anything like lemonade.
Listen, Lady Sean, super low maintenance. All you gotta do is put some sugar
in lemon.
Motherfucking fruit.
You do love your sugar.
Well, then
charge
made
$7
me...
for that.
I wanted to try the limeade and the orangeade after that, too. Because anytime you put eight after a fruit, it's good.
Yeah, just don't put AIDS after fruit.
Don't put AIDS after
fruit. What fruit is Gatorade?
Gatorade.
The one, yeah, Gator. Gator fruit.
Pomegranate
Gator fruit.
Aid. Yeah, it's Florida. Florida Gators. They just...
Kathy Bates flavored.
What?
I just thought of, what's that movie with...
Oh, but...
You're off the wall tonight.
Waterboy.
Yeah.
I'm always off the wall. I don't know why this is a new thing.
I don't think there's even a wall anymore.
On track. I don't know.
On the wall. I've never been on the wall.
I've never been on the wall.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was off the wall, too. Wasn't that a Michael Jackson record?
What would Michael Jackson aid taste like?
I thought it was Man in the Mirror, but... What would Michael Jackson's AIDS taste like? Probably cotton candy and Ferris wheels.
What would Michael Jackson AIDS taste like?
Anesthesia.
Cotton candy flavored breath at top. at the top of a Ferris wheel.
Oh, no, no, it would taste like Jesus juice.
I asked Brett Thomas. Everybody except for Brett answered.
You didn't, I didn't know. I didn't see where you were looking.
Brett needs to be aggressive, Brett. God damn it. This is a football game here.
Get in there.
I was going to say Angel's answer.
Just, same thing. Cotton candy at the top of Ferris wheel.
We're connected.
Yep. Mason Park.
I also lived at my aunt's in Portage Lakes.
In Portage Lakes, yeah.
We're
so
sold
right near Young's.
Do we have the
hotel.
Same aunt?
I think you wish. Yeah, I don't know your aunt, though. I know that mine's pretty cool.
Your aunt's dope.
Yeah, well, I actually, you know what? I saw there was a picture, a drawn picture of Brett Thomas in my aunt's basement, and I saw him a few times at open mic nights in Kent when I first moved back from Columbus. And I sent him a picture on Facebook. Is this you? As a joke. Because I thought it was really funny that it looked so much like me. Like,
and
yeah,
it was actually him?
That's a drawing of me. I was in that room.
Okay.
And it freaked me out.
So we got to get to the bottom of this shit. Why didn't you bring this up in the first segment? Hold on. Okay, so
you
just have random drawn pictures of them in your aunt's basement.
Not by me. Well, by
no,
my
you didn't
cousins
draw it, but...
or him, or I don't know. I don't know the whole backstory, but
so
I just thought
Brett,
it was really funny.
Brett knows the story of
Brett
the picture,
does.
Though.
Let's let him talk about it.
Okay,
I was hanging out there in high school, and me and my friends were all smoking, and then my friend had a Sharpie, and he drew it on the brick.
Drew like a caricature of you on brick, basically.
Yeah,
it was very accurate.
And well, obviously, if you fucking thought it was him. So you move back from Columbus, just see a random fucking hieroglyphic on the wall, and then fucking contact him. Like, is this
my universe is connecting you guys in all kinds
of
weird
ways. Did you tell it was him by the hair? Did he have the old hair? In the
was it the same?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like,
that's why he
Brett,
changed
why'd
the hair.
Why'd you cut your hair? Because now, like.
Now he doesn't look like a fucking
now
hieroglyphic.
Now my life doesn't make sense. I moved back. I'm like, well, apparently.
So.
Be on my pod.
Well, now, I was on vacation in Egypt last spring.
So, you. Now. Now, what's your thought process when you're like, okay, this girl just sent me a photo of myself on a wall?
Stalker.
Yeah, what do I think?
I'm good at sex.
It doesn't get old.
I hear from the writings on the wall that this guy is good at sex.
Came to
it's
the
just
place,
like
babe.
A hieroglyphic of him having sex for the entire wall. That's how you know it lasts a long time. Just keeps
guys,
going.
I just make connections here.
If it was just three little hieroglyphics, it would be fucking. You'd be like, oh,
it sounds like
he's
the,
not good.
The story girls tell where it's like, I was in the bathroom stall and there's a photo on the wall or a picture drawn on the wall. And it says for a guy who's really good at sex, call and his number right underneath it.
I DM
like
so
Jenny.
Quick.
Jenny for a good time. 8675309. Yeah. So instead of Jenny got your number, it's Brett Thomas. I see your hieroglyphic on the wall
of my aunt's basement where I smoke cigarettes
and I could tell
think
you're
about my
good
life
at sex.
And where I'm going.
I could tell just from this hieroglyphic in the bowels
the hair,
of
the
bowels
the
of Turkey Foot Lake. So all right, I do kind of want to know about this. You stayed away from the water when you were a kid. There's water everywhere over there at Portage Lakes.
Yeah,
you didn't go swimming. You didn't go fishing. You didn't go what are those things with
paddle boards?
Paddle boating. I would call it pedal. Don't you pedal? I've always called it paddle boats, though.
You looked at me.
No, I'm just. I don't know. I'm asking. I've always called it paddle boat, but I would think it's pedaling.
I would think paddling.
You didn't do paddleboard yoga.
Yeah. I'm talking about the feet ones. Pedal, like when you're like, you have two people just like pedaling around the water.
Pedal boat.
I like
it's a pedal
boating
boat.
Where
pedal
I
boat
run around and
board.
I put holes in other people's.
What's a pedal board?
For disrespect.
Petty boarding. You work on that one. It's a good concept. We'll see where that goes in 2 weeks. I'll be like, hit me with petty boarding again one more time. See what you hit. You're just like stabbing surfboards with knives and shit.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, work on it. Petty boarding.
Carving surfboards
with
knives.
I don't want anybody else working on it.
Petty boarding sounds like someone's trying to do their toenails while on a board, like in the middle of the lake.
Petty.
I pictured you said stabbing it with a knife. I pictured Emerson on a
Emerson Lake and Palmer,
but like him just in a pair of shorts, like surfing.
That's a damn good '70s prog rock reference right there, brother.
Surfboard while he's like mid wave.
I I pictured someone on a surfboard just saying judgmental things.
I just pictured Beyonce.
Like, you tried to make me sit somewhere, motherfucker. That's me. You tried to... You wouldn't let me sit where I wanted to sit. Just Sean on a surfboard yelling about things. That's Teddy Gordon right there. I got in the wrong goddamn lane because you told me to or something. You know, driving. Petty boarding. Anyway, go ahead. See, you were going to say something, Allison? I heard you say so.
Oh, no. If so, the thought is gone.
That's fair.
If there's too much of talking happening and I go to say something, I go, nope, reel it back.
But that's why, why I brought it. That's why I brought it all to attention that you had something to say.
I never do, man. Not anything interesting.
Feel tired today, man. Do I sound tired? I feel like my voice sounds tired. Like, normally I'm like, what's up, everybody? I'm the guy hosting the show. But today I'm like, oh, what's up, man? I'm fucking...
I think you were pretty tired last week.
Imagine Brett's energy. So, all right, let me see if I talk like Brett. All right, listen. Hey.
Hey, I'm good
at sex. I had to get the, like, nod. Okay,
can we do this? Can we do a bounce. Game?
Okay, all right.
Is it where we try to tell them apart?
I think we should go in circles impersonating each other, but there should be some structure here. Like, let's go with, we could either start Sean impersonating everybody.
No, we'll go to the person to your left, just something like that. Yeah, just make everybody impersonate the person to their left.
Oh, you're going to make me act.
Impersonation.
Well, you're...
I think we should do it. I think that everybody's going
to
be good at this.
So we'll start. So you're going to start with Bob. Bob will go to Allison. Allison will go to me, and then the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory.
Listen, man. Don't listen. I'm done.
Okay.
Ale Farm sucks.
There we go. Okay. All right.
That was Bob.
That was Bob. Oh, yeah. Could you tell?
Bob Gumpert.
Could you tell if that was Bob or?
All right. Let's go.
Bobby. Bobby. Let's do. Let's hear your Allison impression.
All right. I can buy cigarettes now.
I am old.
All right. Allison, the Sean Ast impression, the one everybody's waiting for.
Please, why did this have to come to me? You're my boss.
I'm no boss. I'm just an American.
That's why you have to go out there now.
Angel, you've been here a while. You're liking it here. Everything's pretty good. Tell me, where do you live? Tell me how to get there.
That was good.
I like that.
I never do feel safe when that comes up.
Nice.
Let's steer it away.
That's really solid.
I have knives. Now that's why I'm talking about knives.
At least I get a laugh out of that.
All right, now. All right,
I'm doing slim. Energy electric, I got a slim dick. I'm the motherfucker that's so mathematic. You can never be hectic because I slap you like a slap dick. I said dick twice in this rhyme and it don't matter because my pockets get fatter.
Whoa.
When I hit you with the blood splatter. I'ma stab you. There's so much blue blood, you need Luminol fuck.
Anyway. Can we save that?
You're like, I need that. Like, just
I'm gonna put
ride.
That on a track. Do I have to pay you for that?
Like, you're better at rapping.
60/40. I'm better at rapping.
You're
better
at rapping. Started using his bars that he's been.
I just freestyled. Well,
better at
he has
when you're impersonating Slim than when you're doing than when you're
when I'm trying to write my own raps.
All right, let's keep going.
Slim, Brett Thomas. It got the same glasses. I like it. He's already there.
I'm going to be at the Winchester hosting Wednesday. I might be at the Funny Stop, too. I might do two in one night. I don't know.
You forgot that I'm good at sex tag. Oh, yeah, I mean, everybody would have hit that one except for you.
Especially after you said two in one night.
So,
see, come on.
All right, Brett Thomas, to round it out, let's hear the Angel impression. You've known her for all but two long hours.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know nothing about it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you guys have this long, torrid relationship. I don't know about.
He was born.
I mean, he was on your wall.
Hieroglyphics, dog.
Anyway, the Angel impression, let's hear it.
I have a bunch of knives.
That's funny. That's good. I like this game. We should do this more often.
We should get nominated for Oscars.
But we will have to spin it around sometimes because if we're all due to the left, it would be the same people every time.
Who would that?
I would be doing the guest every time.
That is Sean.
Yeah, but Bobby was Allison.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. You impersonated Bob. Bob impersonated. You invented the game.
I just got lost. I got so excited. You guys know I have awesome. A hard time paying attention. Come on. You this do. Has been out in the open.
Quite frankly, I think tonight was Oscar worthy. I think we all deserve nominations.
I think that's why we're up for a Cleveland Comedy Award. Yeah,
they get, exactly.
inspired us.
They get rid of James Franco on the Oscars, I mean, and invite us instead.
Hell yeah.
We're no Boss Baby.
I could talk like Tommy Wiseau all night. I have for as long as I've seen the room. I'll be James Franco's. I'll take his spot.
You'll take James Franco's spot.
Oh, I look good in a tux. I'll do it.
So this was fun. Brett Thomas, the Winchester, every Wednesday. If you're not at the Funny Stop on Wednesday, I did want to ask you one question. I asked you during break, but I was like, I should talk about that on the podcast. Now, you've been doing comedy for 2 years. You said you started and only did 5 months. Where did you say you did that at?
The first year I did it, I had done it like 10 times at the Funny Stop, and then I stopped for like 5 or 6 months, and then I started up.
So you did go, you were at the Funny Stop, though, and you say nobody knew of you.
Yeah.
Did you have a different hairdo?
No.
Different names.
Different name, yeah. Were you someone else?
Are you in witness protection?
Nah, you're Bob Kinner.
Yeah.
There you go. So
that's why he's doing jokes about potatoes now.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it. So, but, all right. So then you quit for 5 months, you say? Or, no, you did it for 5 months. You quit for how long?
No. I did it, and then, like, I quit. I stopped going for, like, 5 months. Mm. And then it's like, this is something I really want to do. And I got really into it, sort of going to Kent and Cleveland and stuff.
Man, that's when you started going to Water Street and shit.
Yeah.
Did you hit the gyro open mics on Sundays too from time to time?
Yeah.
Okay. You're out there with
I got a question.
Nick Fleming running those. Go ahead.
And it's kind of an open question for all of us.
Fair enough.
Everybody works and everybody's into this.
Everybody poops.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, like you do music girls. And your podcasts. And Sean, you're working all the time, constantly. Mm-hmm. You're doing the podcast. Allie, you got your you got several. We all have a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you stay motivated? How do we all stay motivated?
I'm not motivated to do it.
I let my work fall to shit. Yeah, I'm horrible at work.
You just said
I just don't want to let you guys down. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Right now. I had a hard time withdrawing and like even the storytelling thing that's coming up for me. Like I haven't posted anything. Yeah. Shit. I've contacted people. I've got some people like Brett and like a bunch of other people, but it's hard to stay focused when you have to maintain your bills and you have to maintain your friendships and talk to family and do stuff. Like, how do you guys stay motivated to keep doing these sort of things? I think we need to be reminded of
I feel like I was
sometimes.
Better at it before than I am nowadays, but
well, I mean, it's realistic to have ups and downs.
It's all attitude,
it's
man.
It's not all easy. It's not easy.
Answer number one is espresso. Answer number two is I genuinely like coming here and meeting people who I'm not even quite sure, you know, who's going to be on the show or what they do, and you know, making connections and laughing a lot and hanging out with you guys. And same for my other podcast. I like watching the show and I like to see my friends.
For weeks now, I've like debated in my head like, does this podcast still have a purpose like it used to? Like this podcast used to have a lot of purpose. Like we were putting Akron on display, and the show's not really like that anymore. Now it's a lot more
we can do that. We still can, but it's
interesting. We've interviewed a lot of people, and a lot of times I don't feel like trying to match my schedules with David Giffels. I'd rather match my schedule with Brett Thomas.
Right.
And fucking talk about ICP for 20 minutes rather than, I mean, do I like talking about books and history and being a professor and stuff like that? Sure. That'd be fun to interview too. But we definitely don't put as much, there's not as much, I don't know, it's a different thing. So I try to like, I have been like debating like, what's the general like purpose now, almost, you know?
Just and to get nominated for those awards
from Cleveland Comedy Award.
We're selling out, guys.
But I
no, we're not. We're asking questions.
I still feel
selling out, though.
I still feel like what we I still feel like what we do is important, but it's been a different thing nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little harder to figure out sometimes what the whole deal is now. that you've because
what about?
I think a lot of that just comes from me doing this for four fucking plus years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You've been running this for 4 years.
Bobby has been here too.
But that's I was just about to ask Bobby, like, how do you stay? Like, you guys are here all the time. Like, well, what do you? How do you feel about it, Bobby?
Bobby.
I don't know. It's hard.
Stoic. Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here. It's my thing.
I'm waiting for someone to say I love the sound of my own voice.
What motivates everybody?
I mean, that's why I do it. But
I knew it.
Slim, I knew it.
No.
How are you motivated?
I mean, honestly, this is like just like Alice said, just so much fun, you know, just coming here, getting to meet new people every week and, you know, get to know them and then doing what we do. It's just fun. It's just like the highlight of my week. My MMA one, that's like my passion. That's the only sport I watch. And just getting to meet like fighters and be able to put them on a platform and get them out there. That's super fun for me to do. And then music, just the idea of not having to go to work anymore and being able to get paid for something like that. Like, that's what motivates me completely. It's just being able to just say, fuck my job. I'm doing this now.
Well,
not that I'm like expecting to
do
that.
About you,
but,
Brett,
you know,
Thomas?
Yeah, Brett.
The idea keeps me motivated.
Like, what do you like? And I'm going to add more to yours since you're our guest. What motivates you and what do you see yourself doing in the future? Like, what are your future, like, dream goals, I guess you would say, maybe.
What's on your vision board?
Yeah, like, do you, like, ideally, would you?
I already asked him what his goals were.
Yeah,
we talked about goals earlier.
We're talking about, like,
talk about motivation.
You said headlines.
Motivation, but like, what motivates our guest for his dream goals? How does he get there?
Fair question.
Thanks. Yep. What motivates me is I don't know, if I never do this professionally, like comedy or whatever, I can still go to open mics. But whenever I'm doing comedy, I forget about everything else. Or
That's something I didn't say earlier. Is like, I gave you my band CD and shit. I did music forever before this. So for some reason, I just, like, it's the continuation of that for me. The same feeling I got when I got on stage and was under lights and fucking going in people's faces and shit is the feeling I get when we get on a roll and we're laughing and I'm fucking going ha 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 and laughing
dinging
on the show.
Bells.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it's crying. Like that fucking drive is what definitely gets it. And that's the reason why I do this, is because I miss performing a lot, you know.
Yeah. Like, nothing else matters when you're doing this.
When you're under lights. That's the way I like to put it.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Have we convinced them all that we're not egomaniacs yet? We just...
I'm an egomaniac.
To oh, for talk. Sure. I need to be the center of attention. For sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, Brett Thomas, you've been a good guest. I appreciate you coming. This has been a fun episode. A little somber. Are we quiet today? I feel like I'm tired.
All right.
No, I think...
We're chilling?
Yeah.
America, I hope you love me. Well, that's my motivation. That's my motivation, is to be loved by America and the Toronto Blue Jays. Just those two.
I think your approval ratings are higher than somebody else's right now.
Probably.
You also kind of skipped out on what motivates me, even though I said
Well.
You were the one that posed the question. You're the interviewer. The interviewer doesn't get interviewed.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear your motivation.
Well, because I was going to say something nice about all of you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I like nice things.
Sorry. Yeah, me too.
Break it down.
So what motivates me to come here every week is that I get to meet, like Allison said, new people every week.
Mm-hmm.
I get to see you, and we get to talk music or be, like, even when you're your grumpiest when I get here. You're
like right
like,
now, yeah.
Yeah, you're grumpy. Like, I could tell him, whatever. It's fine. We're
no, I just tired. I sound tired.
We've been working a lot. We've all been working. And that's why I brought it up, because everybody seems tired. It's that time of year. We're all over being sick and everything, but I get to come here and talk to you guys, and it's great.
No,
we get to meet new people every week. We get to be honest about how tired we are,
but
and not just
lie.
Always be like, bow, 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 bow. Like, this is a normal
self-expression,
like,
platform,
people. And that's it. Like, it's real people doing real things. We might not always be on. But we're still here. We put in the work.
And
talk to people. We try.
And sometimes if you show up, you get free cake.
You did bring
the
cake.
Cake was
and that knife and cake sat next to Brett the entire fucking. It's really weird.
Taunting him.
He almost flipped it once and nobody said anything, but I just.
No, I didn't see.
He didn't mean.
Wouldn't have it mattered. Wasn't aggressive. Just cleaned it was, up. Yeah, it's just cake. I got hardwood floors.
I was worried about. I had this.
What were you about to say, Brett?
All the funny things I said was because the cake whispered them to me.
That's funny. Thank you, Brett. This has been fun. Thank I appreciate it. Top off Angels, Stay Mix, I have to have the last word. I appreciate everybody being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Group void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.